Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du eine Sprache so, wie es sich richtig anfühlt. Entspannt, intuitiv und vor allem mit ganz viel Freude. Möchtest du dein Business-Englisch auf das nächste Level bringen? Dann ist diese Sprachdusche genau das Richtige für dich. Das Prinzip unserer Sprachduschen ist ganz einfach erklärt. Zuerst hörst du ein paar Vokabeln und tauchst dann in eine kurze Geschichte ein, in der du die Wörter wiedererkennst. Am Ende sprichst du ein paar Sätze nach und wendest das Gelernte direkt an. Also, dann starten wir doch direkt mit dem ersten Kapitel. Hier lernst du grundlegendes Fachvokabular fürs Büro und den Beruf. Los geht's!
Lesson 1. Welcome! I'm pleased to meet you.
Ich freue mich, Sie zu treffen.
I'm pleased to meet you. General Managers.
Geschäftsführer.
General Managers. Branch.
Niederlassung.
Branch. Multinational.
Multinational.
Multinational. Diligent.
Fleißig.
Diligent. To rise up.
Sich erheben.
To rise up. Rank.
Rang.
Rank. To oversee.
Überwachen, beaufsichtigen.
To oversee. Operations.
Geschäftstätigkeit.
Operations. Working relationship.
Arbeitsverhältnis.
Working relationship. Counterpart.
Gegenstück.
Counterpart. Running of the company.
Betrieb der Firma.
Running of the company. Mainland.
Festland.
Mainland. Good rapport.
Gutes Verhältnis.
Good rapport. Colleague.
Kollegen.
Colleague. Working language.
Arbeitssprache.
Working language. To grow up.
Aufwachsen.
To grow up. Bilingual.
Zweisprachig.
Bilingual. Colloquialism.
Umgangssprache.
Colloquialism. Expression.
Ausdruck.
Expression. To reflect.
Reflektieren.
To reflect. Sorry for keeping you waiting.
Entschuldigung, dass Sie warten mussten.
Sorry for keeping you waiting. The slightest.
Das geringste.
The slightest. Just came downstairs.
Bin gerade runtergekommen.
Just came downstairs. Couple of minutes.
Ein paar Minuten.
Couple of minutes. It's a pleasure.
Es ist eine Freude.
It's a pleasure. It's great to be here.
Es ist schön, hier zu sein.
It's great to be here. Finally.
Endlich.
Finally. Put a face to a name.
Sich persönlich kennenlernen.
Put a face to a name. My thoughts exactly.
Ganz genau meine Gedanken.
My thoughts exactly. Conference room.
Konferenzraum.
Conference room. To set up.
Einrichten, vorbereiten.
To set up. Right this way.
Hier entlang.
Right this way. How was your flight?
Wie war Ihr Flug?
How was your flight? Not too bad.
Ganz gut.
Not too bad. To take off on time.
Pünktlich abheben.
To take off on time. To be delayed.
Verspätet sein.
To be delayed. We were delayed for 10 minutes.
Wir hatten 10 Minuten Verspätung.
We were delayed for 10 minutes. At times.
Manchmal.
At times. Waiting for hours.
Stundenlang warten.
Waiting for hours. To give no specifics.
Keine genauen Informationen geben.
To give no specifics. To be held up.
Aufgehalten werden.
To be held up. Technical difficulties.
Technische Schwierigkeiten.
Technical difficulties. Due to the weather.
Wegen des Wetters.
Due to the weather. I can't complain.
Ich kann mich nicht beschweren.
I can't complain. Some sort of.
Eine Art von.
Some sort of. The main thing is.
Das Wichtigste ist.
The main thing is. To be with us.
Bei uns sein.
To be with us. This is my first time.
Es ist mein erstes Mal.
This is my first time. Tour of the office.
Besichtigung des Büros.
Tour of the office. It'd be great.
Es wäre großartig.
It'd be great. To have a look around.
Sich umsehen.
To have a look around. Employee.
Mitarbeiter.
Employee. Brilliant.
Brillant.
Brilliant. Initial introductions.
Anfängliche Vorstellung.
Initial introductions. First up.
Zuerst.
First up. Front of house team.
Publikumsbereich.
Front of house team. Admin.
Administrator.
Admin. Assistant.
Assistent.
Assistant. Administrative assistant.
Chefsekretär.
Administrative assistant. Briefly.
Kurz, knapp.
Briefly. To speak briefly with someone.
Kurz mit jemandem sprechen.
To speak briefly with someone. Properly.
Richtig.
Properly. To go by first names.
Mit Vornamen ansprechen.
To go by first names. Even by.
Sogar mit.
Even by. Nickname.
Spitzname.
Nickname. Formality.
Formalität.
Formality. To keep.
Behalten, halten.
To keep. A level of formality.
Ein gewisses Maß an Formalität.
a level of formality. We're generally,
wir sind im Allgemeinen,
we're generally, staff,
Mitarbeiterschaft,
staff, international staff,
internationales Personal,
international staff, to be used to,
gewohnt sein,
to be used to, monocultural,
monokulturell,
monocultural, environment,
Umfeld,
environment, working environment,
Arbeitsumfeld,
working environment. It takes a while,
es dauert etwas,
it takes a while, to feel comfortable,
sich wohlfühlen,
to feel comfortable, superiors,
Vorgesetzte,
superiors, calling the superiors,
die Vorgesetzten ansprechen,
calling the superiors, to be familiar with,
mit etwas vertraut sein,
to be familiar with, anglophone,
englischsprachig,
anglophone, informality,
Zwanglosigkeit,
informality, mother's influence,
Einfluss der Mutter,
mother's influence, to explain something,
etwas erklären,
to explain something, to account,
erachten,
to account, it accounts for,
es erklärt,
it accounts for, rare,
selten,
rare, lateness,
Verspätung,
lateness, inherited,
vererbt,
inherited, punctuality,
Pünktlichkeit,
punctuality, who else we can find,
wen wir noch finden können,
who else we can find, dialogue. Welcome.
Susan Fry is the general manager of the London branch at a multinational company. She is diligent and hardworking and has risen up the ranks quickly. She's in the Frankfurt branch to oversee the operations and build a working relationship with her German counterpart, Peter Barnes. Peter Barnes is the general manager of the Frankfurt branch. He oversees the running of the company in mainland Europe. He has a good rapport with his colleagues, many of whom he has worked with for 10 years. The working language is English. Peter grew up in a bilingual house with an English-speaking mother and a Premier League-loving German father. His English is near native, and his use of colloquialisms and expressions reflects this. Good morning, Miss Fry.
Peter Barnes, I'm so pleased to meet you. Sorry for keeping you waiting.
You haven't in the slightest. We haven't been here long. Just came downstairs in the last couple of minutes. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here. We've been working together for so long. It's good to meet you and finally put a face to a name.
My thoughts exactly. If you just follow me, the conference room has been set up for us. It's right this way. How was your flight?
Not too bad at all. We took off on time and we were only delayed in Frankfurt for about 25 minutes.
That's not bad for Frankfurt. You can be waiting there for hours at times. What was the problem?
They didn't give us any specifics. Just that we were held up for technical difficulties.
Well, the main thing is you're here now. Actually, now that I think of it, before we get down to business, have you ever been with us before? Would you like a tour of the office?
No, this is my first time here. It'd be great to have a look around and meet some of the employees.
Brilliant. First up, let's say hello to our front of house team. This is Lisa, the administrative assistant. This is Susan Fry from our London office.
Yes, we spoke briefly on the phone this week. It's nice to meet you properly.
Lisa, Miss Fry is here for a few days. Right, let's see who else we can find an admin. We'll walk this way. See you, Lisa.
You go by first names here?
We do. Everyone knows me as Peter.
Well, in that case, please feel free to call me Susan. I read somewhere that most German offices kept a level of formality.
They tend to, but we go by first names and sometimes even by nicknames. There's so many Thomases here. We're generally an international stuff, but to those who came to us who had been used to a monocultural German working environment, it took a while to feel comfortable calling their superiors by their first names. I studied in Manchester and worked there, so I was familiar with the Anglophone informality.
Manchester. That explains your English-speaking skills.
Yeah. That could also be your mother's influence. I'm bilingual.
I didn't want to ask how your English was so good, but your mom being a native explains it.
It also accounts for my rare lateness. I only inherited punctuality from my dad. He's from Hessen. Now let's see who else we can find.
Der erste Teil ist geschafft. Bevor es gleich mit den Sätzen zum Nachsprechen weitergeht, haben wir einen kleinen Tipp für dich. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
Susan is diligent and hardworking and has risen up the ranks quickly. She's in the Frankfurt branch to oversee the operations. She built a working relationship with her German counterpart. Peter oversees the running of the company in mainland Europe. He has a good rapport with his colleagues, many of whom he has worked with for 10 years. Peter grew up in a bilingual house, and his English is near native. His use of colloquialisms and expressions reflects this. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Just came downstairs in the last couple of minutes. It's good to put a face to a name. The conference room has been set up for us. We were delayed in Frankfurt for about 25 minutes. You can be waiting there for hours at times. Before we get down to business, have you ever been with us before? It'd be great to have a look around and meet some of the employees. We spoke briefly on the phone this week. You go by first names here? Well, in that case, please feel free to call me Susan. I read somewhere that most German offices kept a level of formality. Those who had been used to a monocultural German working environment It took a while to feel comfortable. Calling their superiors by their first names. I studied in Manchester, so was familiar with the Anglophone informality. It also accounts for my rare lateness. I only inherited punctuality from my dad.
Du willst noch mehr Business-Englisch lernen und wissen, wie es weitergeht? Dann hol dir doch unsere App. Damit lernst du Englisch und viele weitere Sprachen noch entspannter. In der Yiki-App hast du Zugang zu allen Kapiteln dieser Sprachdusche und zu noch vielen weiteren Kursen. Nicht nur für Englisch, sondern auch für andere Sprachen. Und das alles ganz flexibel, entspannt und so, wie es für dich am besten passt. Du kannst zum Beispiel im Begleitbuch das Gesprochene mitlesen, den Musikstil, die Lautstärke und die Geschwindigkeit anpassen oder einzelne Abschnitte gezielt anhören. Klingt spannend? Dann schau mal im App Store oder Play Store vorbei. Und nicht vergessen, mit dem Code PODCAST30 bekommst du sogar 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung. Viel Spaß beim Weiterlernen und hoffentlich bis zur nächsten Sprachdusche.